What is the interest of the woman? What do you want? Because it's about wanting something. You are kicking the door, so what do you want? This is the logical question. Yes?
The wife gave a laugh. "Ha ha," she exclaimed. "Look at your beard. Look at this undertaking of a journey and this trouble. Was there nothing for you to do in the place that you should idly set out upon this expedition? Did you feel a craving to indulge in foolish sightseeing, or were you overcome by disgust with your home? Or perchance the devil laid on you a two-forked barnacle and let loose upon you the temptation to travel." She uttered unseemingly and foul and silly words. I cannot relate all of them. The disciple was thrown into a painful state of dejection by her parables and countless mockeries.
Okay. What happened? What happened? If he will knock the door and a man will open the door, the man will say, "Yes, what do you want?" That's it. But this is a woman. She doesn't have really that question. She wants to say, "I know it all." So he starts that. "Why are you here? Did you get bored at home, or did they kick you out?" And so on and so on. All the paragraph, the woman is talking. Why? Because that's what this is for. This likes to talk. The most difficult thing to teach this is zip it. She cannot. So she did a lot of this, and imagine the feeling and emotion of the guy. Yes.
How the newcomer asked the sheikh's wife, "Where is the sheikh? Where shall I look for him?" And the rude answer given by the sheikh's wife. Tears burst forth from his eyes, and he said, "Nevertheless, where is that king of sweet name?" She replied, "That vain, hypocritical impostor, a trap for fools and a noose."
Aha. What's happening now? The guy is crying, and we say, "But I'm sorry, where is he?" This is his wife, right? He starts nagging and blaming him. Why? This is what she's doing at home. When he's home, what's happening? Always this one is talking, bothering the other one. Now that the other one is out, the first thing he will say, "But where is that good guy?" Period. That fellow who is a cheater, who is a blah, 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 all of that. That one you're talking about, yes?
A trap for fools and a noose for error. Hundreds of thousands of callow simpletons like you have fallen through him into 100 types of rebelliousness. If you should not see him and return in safety, it will be good for you. You will not be led astray by him. A braggart, a lick platter, a parasite. The noise of his drum has reached the remotest parts of the world.
And all of this is coming from his wife, who is at home. He's saying that he is a son of a bitch outside over there that she has never seen. She is at home, but this is it. She is the judge. She knows everything. She wants to control everything. Period. Yes?
These folks are Israelites and worshippers of the calf. Why do they fondle such a cow? Anyone who is duped by this parasite is a carcass by night and a good-for-nothing by day. These folk have abandoned 100 kinds of knowledge and perfection and have embraced a deceit and imposture, saying, this is ecstasy.
Uh-huh. What's happening? She's counting all the doubts that you could have towards someone. If they say, okay, there is this master, the first thing your brain does is not the positive thinking that, oh, good, let's go and see this master. The first thing, is he? Really? Who knows? And everything starts to open. All the different possibilities of the wrongdoing comes out. This is how your brain works. Yes.
Alas, where are the family of Moses that now they might shed the blood of the calf worshippers, who have cast religion and piety behind their backs?
What does this lady knows about the Moses? Think. But yes, this is famous. This, we could use it somehow, because I heard about the story of the Moses. Everybody knows a little bit about the Moses. But really, nobody knows anything about Moses. Even the Jews. I know a lot of Jews, and I know a lot, I could even write Hebrew. They don't know what really Moses is. For them, Moses is like Netanyahu. Yeah. They believe Moses was a fighter and fighted for them. That's why that land is theirs. That's how they think about it. Like all the other people. The prophet is a guy who transforms little by little by little. I'm talking about generation by generation by generation. Transforms to unimaginable, complicated stories. At the beginning, I tried to explain why story is very important. A lot of people, you know, maybe yourself, they have one story which will explain their religious belief. One story. A beautiful one, I hope. Yes?
Where is Umar? Where is a stern command to act righteously? For the license practiced by these people has become notorious. It is an indulgence enjoyed by every scoundrel, evildoer. Where is the way of the Prophet and his companions? Where are his ritual prayer and rosary and observances?
Yep, this is something that you hear always. This is the second reaction of the brain. The first one was negative. The second one was questioning it and philosophically denying it. Yes?
How the disciple answered that railing woman and bade her refrain from her unbelief and idle talk. The youth cried out at her and said, enough, in bright daylight, where did the night patrol come from? The splendor of the men has overspread the east and the west. The heavens have bowed low in amazement.
What is this? Okay, next paragraph is, next step. is the voice of this guy who has been patient. That travel that he made, remember, we call it short. Then he arrived and he cannot say anything. Suddenly, when he denied everything, he starts to shout. What are you talking about, you silly fellow? Enlightenment is something which is all over around. Open your eyes. There are masters around. Are there? You? Where are these masters? Here it is. Don't forget, with writing and talking, this stuff is being published, it's open. If you want to read, there are so many books, go and read. You cannot have the excuse of not being informed. Now it's like this. And remember, this is Rumi talking, not me. It's not today, it's 800 years ago. Over there, he will shout and say, oh, don't you see that the truth is out because it's cultivated. What is the culture? Cultivating something. And this is it. For generation after generation, they cultivated this, and now we can see it. Yes?
The Son of God has risen from the ram. The Son has gone, shamefaced, under the veil. How should the nonsense of a devil like you turn me back from the dust of this abode?
This was necessity. You should be ready for this. This is the lesson, that there is a point that the guy will stop her and say, I know who you are. Who are you? Who is the brain? Do you remember? Satan. People remember, this is the Satan. Full of knowledge, yes, but a negative one. Why? Why is he negative, really? Jealousy. You forgot. Go back to animals. They all are jealous. They don't have pity. Are you jealous with Nelson Mandela? That's a trick. We have passed that. So here, he will sort of say, I'm not listening to you, Iblis. Yes?
I have not come by a wind like a cloud, that I should be turned back from this presence by a dust.
Means what? Means, my friends, please remember, in this path, when you work and walk and walk and walk, with each step, your enlightenment will increase, and it's more difficult to make you turn around, because with these experiences you feel the stuff that we want to talk about, because this is what it is. You have to feel it. It's not the subject of understanding. You have to have that passion. You have to have pity. You have to have love. Yes.
By virtue of that light, the calf becomes a qibla of grace. Without the light, the qibla becomes infidelity and an idol. The license that comes from self-will is error. The license that comes from God is perfection. In that quarter where the illimitable light has shone, infidelity has become faith, and the devil has attained